Okay, Rabosai. So we are today on Daf Yud Zayin in Brachos. We have the incredible pleasure of finishing the second perek. So whatever you did to celebrate finishing the first perek, so do that again. And Mitzvah Shem, we go on and on. Okay, so we're on Tes Zayin Amud Beis at the bottom. Rav Safra. We're in the middle of a bunch of statements about how different Rabbanim and different Tanaim would end off their Shmona Esrei. So we're at the bottom over there. Last line. Rav Safra, Basar Tzlusei, after Rav Safra would daven, Amar Hochi, he would say this. Yiratzim Ofanacha Hashem Elokeinu, Shetasim Shalom, Bepamaya Shel Mala, Ubepamaya Shel Mata. You should... There should be peace both in the upper Pamalia and in the lower Pamalia. What is that? So in the Pamalia is like a palace or like a big chamber. So Rashi explains that Bechabura Sare Haumos Kisha Sarim Shalmala Yesh Tagar Benan Take of Yesh Ktata Ben Haumos Lamata. That interesting that Rashi writes that we're talking about the angels, or at least the officers, the Sar, like we had Saro Shal Esav when Yaakov fought against him. So each nation has their own kind of angel, and Rashi says, right, cause and effect. It's not that the nations go to war, so the angels fight each other. It's that when there's dispute amongst the angels, whatever that means, that ends up being a fight between the nations. So that's one tefillah. And Bepamaya Shalmata, something that perhaps you can understand a little bit better, Rashi says, Bechaburas HaChachamim, that there should be shalom between the Chachamim, right? When they have a machlokes, when they argue in halacha, whatever it is, when they argue in learning, there should be shalom. Ubein HaTalmidim HaOskim B'Sara Secha, and there should be shalom between the students who are also learning Torah, Bein Oskin Lishma, Bein Oskin Shalom Lishma, whether they're learning Lishma or not. V'chol Oskin Shalom Lishma, Yiratzon Shiyu Oskin Lishma, and Mitzvah Hashem, everybody who's currently low Lishma, should get to that level of Lishma. Rabbi Alexandri Basrat Slusei Amar Hachi. Rabbi Alexandri would say this, Yiratzon Fanecha Hashem Elokeinu Shetamidinu Bekeren Ora. Al Tamidinu Bekeren Chashecha, right? Let me see the light, right? In the corner of the light, let me see your Torah, your grace, your glory, and don't put me in a dark place. Ve'al Yud Ve'alibeinu, and let our hearts not lose hope. We had that word yesterday. One second. Lose hope. I think we had it yesterday. All right, anyway. Weiter. Sorry, now I lost my place. And our eyes should not be dimmed. Igid Amri, some people say, Rav Amnuna Maslila, that was actually Rav Amnuna's. Rabbi Alexandri, Basram de Matzli Amr Hachi. Rabbi Alexandri, after he said this, he actually said the following. Ribbono Olamim Galui Vodil Lefanecha Sheretzoneinu La'asor Ratzonecha. Right, you know that we really want to do your will. Umi ma'akev, but what really stops us? Or Shebi Isa. Right, famous Pesach Torah. What's stopping us from doing the right thing? The yeast in the dough. Right, it's that little bit of flavor, a little bit of taiva, a little bit of tam, the extra hana that we get. That taiva is stopping us from doing your will. Yeah, that's the difference between matzah and bread, is simply the yeast that makes it rise and fluffy and taste good, etc. So that's what's stopping us. Vishibu malchios. And something else that stops us from doing what your will is the oppressive regimes that, you know, Klal Yisrael were undoubtedly spread out throughout the rest of, throughout time, throughout history. Yiratzom bofanecha shetatzilinu mi'adam. Please save us from them. V'nashuv la'asos kukiru tzonecha be'lev avshalem. We should return to do your chukim with full and intended heart. Rava Basar Tzlusa Amar Hachi. Rava would say this: Elokai Hashem Notarti Eni Chidai Ve'Achshav Hashem Notarti Ki Lo Notarti Afar Ani B'Chayai Kavachor Misasi. Right, it's really we say perhaps on Yom Kippur. Right, I was not worthy to be to have been born, and after I was born, it's as if I haven't been born. I'm dirt, etc., etc. Hare Ani L'Fanecha Kechlima Amalei Busha Uchlima. I am a vessel that is filled with embarrassment. Please, God, don't let me sin anymore. Please, whatever I have sinned, please erase in your great mercy. Please, though, not through terrible yisurim. And that's where Rav Amnuna's vidui, that was his vidui on Yom Kippur. Okay, Mar Brei de Ravina ki have assigned Tzlusei after he would finish davening Amar Hachi. He would say this, and this is what we're all familiar with. Right, alokai, comma. Nitzor l'shnei meira, usvasami the meira ma, mikalen if she didam nafshikir fell l'holtia, petach l'bi b'sar sacha, u'mitzadach l'tadav nafshim, satzi leinu mipegara, u'mietzar hara, me'ishara, me'kol rose, ha'misrag shos l'vo l'olam, v'chol l'choshva malai ra, meira hafer, tzatzam l'kol kama ha'shavtam, you the return of Rafi, v'gol l'bi b'fanach Hashem tzari v'go'ali. So we say, obviously, most of that after Shemona Esrei, we leave out the ishara part. For perhaps obvious reasons. Okay, weiter. Rav Sheshes ki hava Yosef b'Tanisa baser d'matzli amar hachi. And this is we do this. Some people have a minute of saying this when they're mekabel a tainis nedava, when a person fasts on his own volition. Some people have the minhag to say this in the mincha before the fast if they know they're going to fast the next day, maybe on a yahrzeit or maybe they had a bad dream or for whatever reason. People get into fasting, so they say this yiratzon. They say, and this is what Rav Sheshes used to say: "Ribono olamim galilu lefanecha bezman shebeis hamikdash kayim adam chotayu makriv korban." Right, time the beis hamikdash. If you do a chaytz, you bring a korban. Ve'im makrivim menu elachel bovedamo umischaper lo. Right, all you have to do is bring some fats on the mizbeach, and he's good to go. So now, when we don't have the beis hamikdash, I have sat and I have ki'ilu reduced my fats inside and my blood, quote unquote, inside of my body. Right, yiratzon that my tainus should be accepted just like a korban in the Beis Hamikdash. Rabbi Yochanan ki avam asayim sifra de Iov amar hachi. Whenever he used to finish Iov, he would say this: Sof adam lamos, sof behema l'shchita, v'akol l'misa heimomdim. Right, a bleak outlook, but it's an important, somber kind of focus. And he would say, "Asher misha gadol b'torah v'amlo b'torah." How great is one, someone who was raised through Torah and is amel in Torah? Those are nachas ruach liyitzro. Right, a song that's been made popular. Asher misha gadol b'torah. Okay, anyway, right there, v'gadol b'shem tov v'niftar b'shem tov. How great it is if a person was raised with a good reputation and ends up dying with that same good reputation. Right, meaning that he didn't do anything to offset that bad reputation. V'alav Amr Shlomo, this is what Shlomo says about that person: Tov Shem Mishemen Tov. It's better to have a good reputation than good oil. V'yomam Aves Miyom Holado. Better to the day a person dies than the day a person is born. Okay, Margala Bapumi Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir used to say the following. Literally, that means a margala is a gem. Usually, like a tidbit. It's kind of like a favorite phrase of Rabbi Meir. He used to say the following: that Hashem is kiviyachol begging us, gemor b'chol avavcho b'chol nafshecha, learn with all of your heart and all of your soul, ladas is darki, to know my ways, v'lishko dal delati, and guard my doors, meaning that nothing that inappropriate should break in, no inappropriate hashkafas should break in, torasi, guard the doors of my Torah. Nitzor torasi b'libcha, v'neged einecha, tehei yirasi shemor b'picha, mikol chet, v'tayr, v'kodosh, v'kidesh atzmecha, mikol ashama, v'avon, v'ani ayeh imcha b'chol makom. Basically, make sure that you have your shemayim, and you keep the right things in front of your eyes, and in your hearts, and watch your mouth from not sinning, make sure you're holy, etc., etc. And then, if you do that, so then I will be with you anywhere you go. Margala b'pumayu d'rabbanan d'yavne. This used to be a gem in the mouths of the Rabbanim in Yavne. We still have Rabbanim in Yavne nowadays, right? Can you imagine? Karen b'yavne is like still going strong. Ani, obviously not the same yeshiva, but anyway, very exciting. Ani birya v'chavirai birya. I am a creation. I'm a creation. I am a creature. And my friends are creatures. Right? Rashi writes, right? Ani ha'osek b'Torah. I, someone who learns Torah, I'm a creature. V'chein chavirai, I'm a aretz, and so too. And I'm a aretz who doesn't learn Torah, he's also a creature. Ani malachti ba'ir, v'hu malachto basode. Right? My work is in the city, i.e. in the Beis Medrash. And he goes out in the field, and he goes and works there. Ani mashkim l'malachti, v'hu mashkim l'malachto. We both get up for our own different types of work. K'shem shu eno mitgader b'malachti, just like he doesn't encroach on my work, kach ani eni mitgader b'malachto, I don't encroach on his work. Mishema tomar ani marbe b'hu mamit, and if you're going to tell me, well, he has no reason to encroach on my work, because if he would come to base matters, he wouldn't be able to do anything, right? Shema ani marbe v'humamit. Maybe, right, I could do much more than him in Torah, so therefore there's no purpose in him coming to the Beis Medrash and trying it out. Shaninu, we learn Torah, echad amarbe v'echad amamit b'elvad sheyichav libu l'shamayim. Right? That's not true. Meaning he has no excuse, right? Even if he could just learn a little bit of Torah, so it would be praiseworthy, but you see that he doesn't. So Rashi says it's talking about an Am Haaretz. The Maharsha doesn't like that so much, because he has a couple of kashas on it. Rather, he learns that it's someone who only learns a little bit. And it's not as, nearly as negative, but it's almost like an invitation. At the end, right? Echad Amar v'Echad Amamid, it's not saying this, the differences, but it's saying it's a little bit more optimistic that the difference between the Rabbanim and the people who learn only a little bit is, you know, Bilvad Sheyichavid Libu L'Shamayim. Okay. Margul Bapume de Abaye. Abaye used to say the following gem all the time. La'olam he adam arum biyira. Doesn't mean naked, right? Ba'anachash haya arum mikol chayas ha-sadeh. The snake was not the most naked person, or the most naked creature in Gan Eden. He was the most cunning. Yeah, a person always has to be cunning biyira. He has to be arum biyira. He has to be smart about how he fights his yiras Hashem battles. He has to fight the Yitzhar in a smart way. Right? The pasuk says, "Mane rach meshiv chama." Right? A gentle answer, a soft answer, will turn away anger. Umar b'shalom imechav, and that creates more peace with his brothers, v'im krovav, and with his relatives, v'im kol adam, and with everybody. Afilu im nachri, even with a goy, afilu im nachri bashuk, even with between you and a goy in the marketplace. Kedeshi avuv ahuv lamala v'nechmat lamata, just so you should be, do this, always respond gently to a person. That's the Ramban, the Igeres Ramban writes this at length. Well, it's not that long, it's a couple of pages, but he writes about this, that a person who speaks gently to everybody is loved upstairs and loved downstairs, meaning in Shemayim and also amongst the Brios, and he'll be accepted by all the creations, right? People will like you. Amru alavo Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, they said this about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, shalok dima adam shalom e'olam, afilu nachri bashuk. No one ever said, hi, how are you, shalom aleichem, before he was able to. He was always able, he was just going, hi, how are you? He was always making sure to that he would be the nice one and start a conversation. Margul of Pume de Rava, Rava would always say the following beautiful gem. Tachlis chachma tshuva u'maisim tovim. The whole point of intelligence is to do tshuva and to do maisim tovim. Shelo yehe adam kore v'shona u'boit ba'aviv u'v'imo v'rabo. It's a person, right, it's not appropriate for you to sit and learn Torah and then you can go kick your mother and your father and your Rebbe. And someone who's smarter than you. It doesn't say l'osim lo never. It doesn't say for someone who does this. Ela l'osehem, right? L'osim l'shma, l'osim shalo l'shma. A person has to be learning. Your actions have to be lined up with your limud. Right? If it doesn't compute, so that's the problem. L'osim shalo l'shma, and anybody who does this. Shalom l'shma. Anybody who learns Torah, shalom l'shma. No achlo shalom nivra. It's better that he should not have been created. Aye, what about toch shalom l'shma b'lishma? Right, so that's what Tosfos asks. That's what Rashi Lechora asks. And they both explain that it's talking about someone who's learning Torah in order to lekanter, to fight with other people, to argue, to kind of like, you're learning to shtup somebody up with a kasha and like disprove the whole thing that they're talking about. Margul b'pumei derav. It used to be something that Rav used to say. Lo olam hazeh olam haba. Olam haba is different than olam hazeh. Olam haba ein bo lo achila v'lo shtia v'lo piri v'rivia v'lo masa v'matan v'lo kina v'lo sina v'lo tacharut. Olam haba is not going to have any eating or drinking or reproducing or business or jealousy or hatred and no fighting whatsoever. Ela tzadikim yoshvim v'atrosem v'roshehem. Right, the tzadikim are sitting there. They have their crowns on their head. Nenim mizira shchina. They're kicking back, sitting on the beach, enjoying the glow of the shchina. Shenamar v'yechazu et elokim v'yochlu v'yishtu. Gedola havtacha. Gedola havtacha shevtichan akash baruch hu l'nashim yoter min ha'nashim. The promise that Akash Baruch Hu gave the women is better than the men. Right, because you see that it's Rashi explains that it's going to give them two praises here. As Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Nashim Shananos Kumna Shmana Koli, Benos Botchos Hazena Imrasi. He called them Shananos and also Botchos, which is, someone who is Shonen is someone who is like relaxed, And botros is someone who is confident. Right? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave both of those praises to women and not to men. Amalei Rav LeRav Chiya, Nashim B'mai Zechayin, what are the women zocha to this great and lofty praise from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What got them there? So it's not negative. It's not like, what are women good for? No, it's how are they zocha to this tremendous, tremendous praise? Like, Be'akuri B'nayu L'Bei Knishna, because they send their sons out to shul. They send their husbands out to the Beis HaMedrash, and they wait home for their husbands until they come back from the Beis Medrash. Okay. Good. When the Rabbanan would leave Rabbi Ami's Beis Medrash, or some people say Rabbi Chanina's Beis Medrash, they would say the following: Olam chati Rabbi Chayecha v'achri sekel l'chaye olam haba v'tikva zuchal l'dor dorim libcha yeget tfuna picha yida b'chochmos l'shuncha yarchis renanos afapecha yashru negdecha einecha yairu b'mora torah ufanecha yashiru kizora rakia. So Secha Yabiru Das, Kil Yosecha Ta'alozna Meisharim, Upanacha Yarutsu Lishmo Devrei Atik Yomen. A big bracha that basically gives blessing that names different body parts and says how they should all work together to, at the end, right, Lishmo Devrei Atik Yomen. Atik Yomen is the one who is old of days, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that all of your body should work together to listen to the Dvar Hashem and hear and do what he wants. Right, when the Rabbanim would leave the house, the Beis Medrash of Rav Chisda, some people say the Beis Medrash of Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, they would say the following: Alufenu Musubalim. What's it called? Your leaders are heavied or weighed down. And the pasuk doesn't quote in the Gemara, but the pasuk ends in Peretz Vein Yotzeis Vein Svacha Berchovoseinu. Where there's no breach and there's nothing going out and there's no crying out in your streets. So the Gemara is going to darshan out each part of that pasuk one by one. Alufenu Misubalim, the leaders are burdened. Rav Shmuel Vamrila Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Elazar, right? Whoever it was, Rav Shmuel or Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Elazar, Chad Amar Alufenu Batorah Umusuvalim B'mitzvos. One of them says that the Alufenu, the leaders in Torah and the Musuvalim, the people who are burdened B'mitzvos, many people who are doing so many things. Right, it's both of them are words of praise. V'chad amar alufinu b'Torah mitzvos u'musuvalim b'yisurim. And one of them says, no, that the people who are leading us in Torah mitzvos, but they are also suffering from yisurim. So in Peretz, what does it mean? What is that talking about? Shalot, it's a tefillah, yeah? Shalot hei siyateinu ki siyato shel David. So that your chevre, your the siyato, the people who help you, right, the people you surround you with, surround yourselves with, the people who give you advice, etc., shouldn't be like the advisors of David. Why? Shiyatsu mimenu Achitofel, because he had Achitofel who sided with Avshalom in his rebellion. Vein yotzeis, and there should be no one who goes out. Shalota hei siyateinu kisiyata shel Shaul. Right, your chevre shouldn't be like the chevre of Shaul. Your advisors shouldn't be like Shaul's advisors. Doeg Adomi was someone who obviously advised Shaul poorly because he caused the murder of many, many Kohanim. Okay, that story over there. Vein tzvacha, and there should be no outcry. Shalote siyateinu kisiyata shel Elisha. He shouldn't have company like Elisha had. Sheyatsu b'menu Gehazi, because Gehazi came, you know, kind of hung out with him, as we learned before earlier in the Gemara, that the Isha Shunamis saw that Elisha was a tzaddik, but Gehazi was not a tzaddik. Berchovoseinu, in the streets, what is that? Shelo yehelanu ben otalmid shematiach shavshilu barabim. Literally, that means that burns his. I think it means it burns his dish in public, but meaning that he basically kicks, right, bites the hand that feeds him. They shouldn't have a son or a Talmud that kind of bites the hand that feeds him. Okay, and rebels. The pasuk says, "Shimu elai avir elev harachokim mitzdaka." Listen to me, the people who are strong of heart who are far away from tzedaka. What does that mean? So Rav Shmuel, right? The pasuk in Sheyo, Rav Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar. Same thing. Either Rav or Shmuel or Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar. Right? They have machlokas. Not sure which one. Right? That's how we got here, because that was the debate who said the previous drushes. Anyway, Chadamar, one of them says, Kol olam kulo nizonim b'tzedaka, v'hein nizonim b'zroa. It's talking about the tzaddikim, and the entire world is satiated, meaning exists, on the merit of tzedaka, but they are satiated, they exist, they have a merit b'zroa in their own strength, in their own zchus. Okay? V'chadamar, Kol olam kulo nizonim b'zchusam. And the other guy says, whichever Rav it is, the other Rav says that the whole world is nizonin, is exists on their zchus. But the tzaddikim are not even sustained on their own merit. Because meaning they don't get enough sustenance even on their own zchusim, because just like Rav Yehuda Amarav, Dam Rav Yehuda Amarav, B'chol Yom V'Yom, Bas Kol Yotzis Mehar Chorev Omeres, every day a Bas Kol comes out from a Chorev and says, Kol Olakulom Nizonin Bishul Chanina B'ni, right, the whole world is fed and sustained on the zchus of Chanina, my son, V'Chanina B'ni, Dailo B'Kav Charubin Me'erev Shabbos L'Erev Shabbos. And all Rabbi Chanina needed was a pound or a kav, I guess, however much that is, it's more than a pound, but an amount of caribs from one Shabbos to the next, that's all he needed to eat. Upligid Rav Yehuda, that, and this whole chap argues on Rav Yehuda, the Amar Rav Yehuda, man avirei lev govai tipshai, man avirei lev, who are the ones who are strong of heart? Govai tipshai, the stupid govim. There was a nation in Bavel. Rashi writes that those govim, Rav Yosef Teda, and you should know that they're stupid. Why? The Haloi Gayer Giura Minahu, there was never anybody who converted from them. All right, Rav Ashi says a similar thing. B'nei Masa Mechasya Avire Lev, same thing with the Goyish residents of Masa Mechasya, which is was a city in Bavel. They were also Avire Lev, they were also strong of heart, very stubborn. The Kachazu Yikra Doraisa Tre Zimni B'Shasa. They saw this great event of Torah twice a year, right? Like we just had the Siyam HaShatz, right? All these people are saying, wow, what an amazing thing. Right? You have all these inspiring stories coming out all over social media. But anyway, so says Rashi that the exact same thing or similar thing happened in Bavel. Shayu nesafim sham Yisrael ba'adar l'shmo b'hilkos ha'pezach medrash to Rav Ashi. Right? Rav Ashi used to give a tremendous shir to tremendous amounts of people before Pesach. And in Elul, he would talk about Hilchos Sukkos, I guess, Hilchos Hachag, not Hilchos Chag, but Hilchos Hachag, so I assume it means Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkos. But Lamaisa, you know, you saw this tremendous gathering of Torah, and what happened? Right? The Gemara says that nobody ever converted from them. Okay. We said in the Mishnah, Chosim in Rotza Likros, if a Chosim wants to read on his wedding night, he's not supposed to, but Rav Gamliel said that I can't help it, I'm so sorry. What am I supposed to do? I'm not able to refrain from expressing Ol Malchus Shemayim even for 1 second. So the Meimer of the Rav Gamliel Chayesh Liyura, V'Rabbanan Lo Chayesh Liyura. Does that mean to say that Rav Gamliel is concerned for Yura, for Gaiva, but the Chachamim or not? Second, we learned the opposite. The opposite is true. That really, Rabbi Gamliel is not choshesh for yura, for gaiva. It's not like we learned in the Mishnah. Right? Because again, if Rabbi Gamliel said Kriya Shema, 1 second. Oh, sorry. Okay, where is that? Sorry, two Mishnahs ago, we saw that whole story with Rabbi Gamliel on his wedding night, but the Mishnah that we're quoting here on Tezayin of Amaz, right, Lo Kol Arutz Litol Hashem Yitol, that Rabbi Gamliel is of the opinion that not anybody who just wants to say Kriya Shema, to go ahead and say Kriya Shema, is allowed to. He himself did so, right, and that's when his Talmidim asked him, like, how could you say Kriya Shema? And Rabbi Gamliel said, okay, I'm different. But really, what Rabbi Gamliel holds, that not everybody who wants can just take Ol Malchus Shemayim and say Shem Hashem, right, if he's not supposed to. A select few individuals are allowed to, and he himself were included in that. But the Mishnah in Tezayin Mabez, right, just to read it off for you, right, the Mishnah says, Chosan Mimrotza Likros Kriya Shema Laila Rishona Kore, right, the Mishnah paskins that if someone, a Chosan wants to, he's allowed to. Rabbi Gamliel says, no, hold on, not so fast. Not every chosim can just be like, well, take Shem Hashem, and I'll express your Shemayim if he wants to. So that's what the Gemara asks. L'meimra the Rabbi Shimon Gamliel chayesh liyura. This Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is the one seemingly the reason behind his concern that not everybody should just say Kriya Shema when they want, is because of a gaiva, right? You're a val gaiva. Who are you? You can just say Kriya Shema when you're putter. So that implies that Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, is one who's concerned for Yuhara, for Gaiva, for Rabbanan lo chayshish Yuhara, and the Rabbanan are not. We learn the opposite at the time, like we learned in the Mishnah. Malkam Shinagu Lasos Malacha Batishim of Osim. Right? If the minig in the place, you know, in whatever you are, is to do malacha on Tisha B'Av, so then you can. Malkam Shinagu Shalo Lasos Enosin. And if the minig is not to do malacha on Tisha B'Av, then you shouldn't. V'chol Malkam Tamnich Chachamim Betelim. In any place where you find that Talmud Chacham is, so he should be Mevatel. He shouldn't do malacha. And Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer La'olam Yaseh Kol Adam Is Atzmo K'Talmud Chacham. And Rabbi Gamliel says, you know, for this, you can make yourself into a Talmud Chacham. You can be Mevadal from Malacha. So what do you mean? What, a person can just be Gaivadik like that all of a sudden? All of a sudden, you're a Talmud Chacham? Right? It seems like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is not concerned for Gaiva. And the Rabbanan are. Right? They say there has to be a clear split between the Talmud Chacham and the regular people. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, no, anybody can be a Talmud Chacham in this instance. Well, what about Yura? What about Gaiva? Kashi the Rabbanan, the Rabbanan. Kashi Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, the Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So it's contradictory. Rabbi Yochanan says, Mukhlev is a Shita. Okay, you're right. Just switch the opinions and then everything works out. Rav Shisha, Bereda, Rav Idi, Amar, no. La'olam, lo tachlif. Really, don't switch the Shitas. And the Rabbanan lo kasha. Why is there no steer between the two Shitas of the Rabbanan? Kriyashma, why do they hold that a Chosin is allowed to say Kriyashma? Kevin de Kuliyama Kakaru, Viu Nami Kari, lo mechzi kiyura. Since everybody at that time is saying Kriyashma anyway, when the Chosin does it himself, it doesn't look like Gaiva. It's just, okay, everybody, this is what everybody does right now. Hacha, but over here, but when the people are doing work, and you're sitting there, and you're going to be like your Talmud Chacham, you're going to sit and not do work, Kevin de Kuliyama Avdi Malacha, since everybody's working, Viu Loka Avid, and he's not, Michzi Kiyuro, that looks like Gaiva. You're sitting there patting yourself on the back, like, I'm a Talmud Chacham. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel lo kasha, and the same thing with Shimon Gamliel is not a question, there's no stira. Hasam, b'kavanatal yamilsa, why can't you just say Kriya Shema if you're a chasam? Because the whole Indian is kavana, it's all dependent on your das. V'anan sa'adi, and we are witnesses, we assume, we testify, the lo matzi l'chav nidaite, that a chasam is not going to be able to have proper kavana. A regular person is not going to be able to have proper kavana on his wedding night. But over here, by the case of work, haroa, if anybody sees you, Omer, he'll say, Malacha hu de'ein lo. He doesn't have any work, right? You want to be a Talmud Chacham, you want to not do work on Tisha B'Av? Well, people who see you are not going to think you're just bumming around. They're going to think, oh, he doesn't have any work right now. Put chazi kama batlani yika b'shuka. Go see how many people are not doing work in the shuk. It's a tough economy. Not everybody has work. Right? The fact that you're not doing work on Tisha B'Av does not mean that you are necessarily a Baal Gaiva and making yourself like a Talmud Chacham. Hadron Allah Chayakore. Baruch Hashem, we have finished the second parak of Brachos. And Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with a third parak. Have a great night.